I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking of Micah Parsons getting drafted, the final rookie reviews came out.
Yep. So they did a rookie kind of, I don't say power rankings, but the final rookie grades and such. Who was the top rookie drafted this year in the National Football League?
Well, three horse race.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Rashawn Slater, Ja'Marr Chase, or our guy? And I'm going to guess that it's Micah Parsons.
It is Micah Parsons.
Hey! All right. This is from who?
This is from ESPN.
All right.
Parsons is enormously disruptive with consistent efficiency in the pass rush. One of six players in the league with at least 13 sacks, 10 and a half of which came after week 8. That's pretty cool. And was just a sack and a half away from Javon Kurtz's rookie record. Plus, he was reliable in coverage and a point-of-attack defender on the run with the range to chase down ball carriers even when the play was designed to run away from him. Few players in the league showed consistent excellence across such an expansive job description, let alone as a rookie.
Is Ja'Marr Chase second?
Ja'Marr Chase is not in the top four.
Whoa.
All right, Rashawn Slater second.
He is third.
What the
f- exactly.
What division?
AFC East.
Mac. Okay.
Yep, Mac Jones. And he talked about, adjust. They said, he learned down the stretch what many rookies do. Adjusting when opponents attack your weakness is simply a part of life in the NFL. And he struggled to do that down the stretch. They had their, 8-game winning streak or 6-game winning streak, and they figured him out.
I thought Colin Cowherd said they were going to trade Mac Jones.
He did. He said that, Bill is going to see that Mac's got value because he's basically free for a couple years, and he's going to realize that he doesn't have Josh Allen, and he needs to find Josh Allen. I'll tell you this. After Bill's 1 year post-Tom Brady,
yeah,
I don't think he is going to give up on Mac Jones anytime soon.
I don't think so.
So Slater is third.
Okay. And Jamar's fourth.
No. Jamar's not fourth. Let me introduce you to a guy named Creed Humphrey.
What?
The center for the Chiefs.
Sounds like a stunt devil name.
Yeah, it says he was playing at an all-pro level for much of the season, the biggest value pick in this year's top 10 rookies after checking in as the second-to-last selection of the second round. He's picked 63rd overall. Movement skills, recognition, yada, yada, yada. His 98% pass block win rate was number one in the entire NFL.
Whoa.
And his 98% pass block win rate when facing double teams was sixth. So you doubled him, and he still won 98% of the pass blocks.
Boy, you're about to get some Sooners fans coming in on the Autoplex Leasing Fan Text. How do you not know about Creed Humphrey?
Where was he drafted?
63rd.
Yeah, second round.
Okay.
Ja'Marr Chase is fifth.
Okay. My thing with Ja'Marr, I don't even want to get into the ranking. I'm trying to figure out his comp.
He's not that tall, is he?
Talk to me. No. That's the thing. So I'm watching him, and I'm like, who is this guy? Like, and if Kavanaugh, Broadus, Hellman are listening, give me the comp. Maybe we can look it up on a draft site. But, he's 6 foot, but he doesn't have, he's not as small as, Steve Smith. I don't think he's got, that quickness, that shifty lightning quickness. I'm trying to figure out who Ja'Marr Chase reminds me of.
So I'm looking at some draft profiles.
Yeah.
And some are saying Steve Smith.
Okay. Steve Smith was he 5'10" even?
He was small.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was small. Anquan Boldin.
Anquan Boldin. Okay, yeah. Anquan seemed much like he was 6'3", bigger, yeah, and more physical.
Amari Cooper.
Okay.
Is another one that is
I can see that. Comped. I can see
or
that.
Jamar Chase. Let's see. What is Walter Football?
But in watching Jamar, I'm like, what is this kid's greatness? Like, I'm trying to figure out a way to put it into words in terms of the scouting report. Maybe the Autoflex Easting Fantex has some great ones because this kid's looking like Jerry Rice out there.
Yeah, he looks tremendous. Yeah, a lot of Walter Football had Amari Cooper or Calvin Ridley.
Okay.
As another one that you could comp him to.
All right, so there we go. Micah wins out top rookie ESPN. Now, didn't you have an either-or scenario?
In terms of...
Who the Cowboys, who would you rather?
Oh, would you rather have...
Micah
or... Yes. So there is... You had two choices because another guy on this list was another linebacker. He goes by the name of J-O-K. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah.
Cleveland.
So he finished ninth on this list.
Okay.
So the Cowboys could have taken Rashawn Slater instead of Micah.
Yeah.
And then two rounds later, taken Owusu-Koramoah. So you have either the number one player on the list or number 3 and 9.
Look, I'm not going to pretend like I can tell you anything about Joke's game, J-O-K.
Yeah.
Is he the pass rusher that Micah is?
No.
That will answer it for me. If he's not the pass rusher that Micah is, I think I can be okay. And if the Cowboys are going to continue to use him like that or more, if it's Mike Zimmer or someone else replacing Dan Quinn, otherwise David Hellman was, you know, he sounded like he may have had a little offensive tackle remorse because we got a Tyron Smith issue.
Yeah, so here's the write-up on...
And Rashawn Slater would have fixed that.
Yeah, here's the write-up on J.O.K. He missed 3 games with an ankle injury, but after his return to Week 10, he had 4 games with 6 tackles or more and played at least 75% of the snaps. His work in coverage was advanced. Among the best in the league at the position and more consistent than it was as a college player, it would be intriguing at some point to see the Browns turn him loose in the pass rush more than they did. He only had a sack and a half.
Yeah.
But we don't know how much he was asked to rush.
What would you pick, Mr. Team Builder?
I mean, look, as a team, if Micah is the edge rusher that I think he is going to be, then it's not even a question. Like, I'll take Micah, but...
Yeah, but would you rather have a great DN edge rusher or a great tackle?
I'd rather have a great tackle. I'd rather have a great tackle than a great DN slash edge rusher. And if you can add another position to that, yeah, I mean...
So you're saying it's not even close, you would take the two players?
Yeah, if you're going to give me two top 10 players in the rookie class versus one, even though the one is the best, I'll take the two. I mean, you're just getting more depth, and it's cheap players, you know, at this stage. But there's no doubt that Micah is the best of the bunch, at least right now.
877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fantex, to hit us up here on Sean and RJ. Dane Brugler with his mock draft 2.0 from The Athletic. He said, in most drafts, there are 5 to 7 top-tier prospects who would make up the upper class. That's followed by 12 to 15 middle-class players who might be elite but receive first-round grades. The bad news is this draft is missing those upper-class prospects. There's no Burrow. There's no Myles Garrett. There is no Jamar Chase. It's well-stocked with middle-class first-rounders, players with NFL starting traits who will make impacts as rookies. Not having these top-tier players will make the first round, especially the top 10, even more unpredictable than usual. So with Jacksonville's pick, Dane has given them the tackle from NC State. Ikwanu?
At number one.
At number one.
All right.
At number two, Detroit stays in Michigan with Aiden Hutchinson. The armpit taking the edge rusher from Oregon.
Thibodeau.
The Jets, corner LSU, Derek Stingley. The Giants, Evan Neal, Alabama tackle, as they keep trying to fix their offensive line. The Panthers, tackle from Mississippi State. The Giants again, safety from Notre Dame. Kyle Hamilton. Atlanta, Edge from Michigan. David, is it Ojabo? I don't know. Troy's been the one pronouncing these draft names. Denver, Utah linebacker. Jets, Ohio State wide receiver Garrett Wilson.
Wait, what number are we at right now?
10. 11, 10.
You still haven't said a quarterback, have you?
Nope.
Okay, keep going.
11, quarterback.
Oh.
Kenny Pickett to the football team.
I would be floored that we get that long little quarterback. But they're not like as pure football players, the quarterbacks are not as good as the other guys that are mentioned. Like they're just not. At least right now. As from what you've seen in college. Although Kenny Pickett is pretty darn good.
I'm gonna keep scrolling through teams we would care about. Filthy at 15, center from Iowa, Linderbaum, who Bobby Belt and Kavanaugh have been tweeting about the past couple days. Eagles again on the clock. Cornerback from Clemson, Andrew Booth. Keep scrolling down. Eagles at 19. Edge rusher from Purdue. Cowboys at 24. Oh, Troy. Guard. From Texas A&M.
Here you go.
Kenyon Green.
Oh, man.
Left guard Connor Williams, Brugler writes, who probably played his final game in Dallas on Saturday, was a liability. On Saturday? Did we play? We played on Sunday.
Yeah, he was, whatever. He's a dad now.
Although Kenyon Green played predominantly at left guard for the Aggies, he also logged starts at left tackle, right guard, and would give Dallas a versatile blocker who can fill in at several positions if needed.
Wait, he's saying that Kenyon Green's going to replace Connor?
Yes.
And Connor played where?
Guard.
No, what school did he play at?
Oh, God.
That's right. That's right.
Another victory. Another victory over the burnt orange.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.